2 Corinthians 3:17. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of God is, even in death, where the Spirit of the Lord is, what? There is liberty. There is always freedom where God is. He said, but death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. For death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even when we die physically, he said, where the Lord is, there is liberty. So even in death, we have freedom. The freedom to live the Spirit life. The freedom to be with God in eternity. The freedom that the law will not be able to bind us. Nor death, nor its sting can be able to bind us. That is the life of the Spirit. The life that is in control of yet, of today, of now, of today, this day, and tomorrow, and eternity. Amen. The Spirit life is a life that we allow the Holy Ghost to come into us and stay with us and have His permanent being in us. The life that responds to the Holy Ghost, that responds to the Lord. The Spirit life is the life of the one that knows all. You cannot be surprised with the Spirit life. But people will be surprised at you because you are always more than conqueror, always an overcomer. How can Paul say, he said, I am ready to die for Christ. I am going to Jerusalem and I know I will be handed over to be persecuted unto death. He said, but I am prepared for the death, the Spirit life. The Spirit life of the conviction of where he is going to. Make him to embrace death on this earth without fear. The Spirit life. The Bible says in the book of John 6:63, he said it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. And the Spirit life we are talking about is the life that comes through the Spirit. So the words, it comes through the Word of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. It is through the Word of God that we get mixed with the Holy Ghost. Through the Word of God that we commune with the Holy Spirit, that we commune with this Spirit life, that this Spirit life become manifested in us. It is through the Word of God. When God created us, He created us in His image, in His likeness. The Bible said that and God breathed His life. He breathed His breath into the dead body, the clay that He has made, which He has used to form man. He breathed His life into that clay. The Bible said, and the clay that was molded became a living soul. All of a sudden, organs were formed inside a clay that was molded from the sand. It has a brain, it has a leg, it has tissues, it has cells. Because the Spirit entered into the clay, there was transformation inside that vitalized the whole body. The body became a living soul. So he came to tell us in the book of John 6:63, which I have just read. He said the Spirit quickeneth. How come does the Spirit quickeneth? The last Adam was the quickening spirit. who reverse the mistake of the living soul. Now telling us to embrace the life of the spirit, not the life of the flesh. For the flesh warreth with the spirit. They are enemies against one another. The flesh wants the body to sin. The flesh wants man to sin. But when we submit to the spirit of God, we begin to live a life of obedience to the truth. And when we start living the life of obedience to the truth, it ushers in the presence of God. And now, where the Lord is,
there's liberty.
You get ushered into the presence, into the being of Jesus. Each time we don't do the things we ought to do, we get flogged by the enemy. If only we can hold on to the truth. If only we can believe this word, we can have faith in what we hear, that what we hear is the truth. We can be able to control the world. He said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, take dominion, and then start replenishing the earth. The first instruction that God gave to man. It was the warnings that spoke blessings, but at the same time speaks of work that a man should do. It speaks of the fight that we fight on this earth. And it tells us that if our fight is not of the spirit, we fail. But right from the beginning, it said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, take dominion. You don't take dominion without a fight, because there is someone who never wants you to have dominion. You don't reproduce, you don't replenish without a fight. But the spirit is always a master to the flesh. If we allow him. No wonder they came to Jesus. Jesus was able to testify of himself. Paul also. They found nothing in me. I've been ringing this bell also for the past 2 months. Let Satan visit you and find nothing in you to accuse you. That is why we did the teaching of last month, that we should hide under the righteousness that Jesus has given us, under the redemption that we have received, under the cause that he has broken and he has given us life. Amen. Amen. I'm just a little bit touched with what happened, so that is why my preaching is kind of a little bit diverting or connecting to the death of our brother that we just had. Oh Lord Jesus. That is why the word of God said to us in the book of Galatians, said, walk in the spirit. It's an association. He said, walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. Galatians 5:16. He said, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Says in 18 that if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the bondage of the law, because the law, I don't like when it disturbs me from behind. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are led by the spirit, 18 of the same chapter, you are not under the law, you are not under bondage. You are not under deception. You are not under lie. You are not under the works of the flesh. Because the work of the flesh will want you to fornicate. And you laugh over it and you think it's something good. The work of the flesh will make you to tell lies. And you laugh over it and you think it's something good. The work of the flesh will make you to do idolatry. I come to church a little bit and I go to juju. After all, these are our forefathers. It is our religion. Before Christianity came to take over, Christianity is a lie. It came from the white people so that they can make slavery of us. And then we have that mentality, and then we come to church because we want to behave like a civilized person, and then we go back to our tradition where we are serving not a living God, but a dead God created by our own hands. Do I say that there are no power of darkness? Don't make a mistake. I don't say so. But I say when we live in the spirit, we are not subjected to their control. Because in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth, a name has been given, and many people have proved that name. I have also proved that name in my life, that the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God and Father. In all my struggles in life, I've also been able to testify to that so many times. So it's not as if trouble will not come. It's not as if there will not be problem. But this same relationship that we have with God, that we think it's kind of civilization, we believe in Africa as if it was the white people that brought it. No, it's a deceit of the enemy. Because this God we are talking about is the creator of heaven and earth.
Amen.
It cannot be produced by man. Because the universe testified to the glory of God. The creation testified that there is a power, there is a being. And the Bible tells us that the being is a spiritual being. He said God is a spirit. According to the book of John 4. And everyone that worship God should worship be what? In spirit. And in the word that he has given, which is the truth. And that is what we are saying. That when you are acquainted with the word, there is a presence of the Lord. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. That is the highest level of the spirit life. It makes you to be free. For he has not given us the spirit of fear, where we can be in bondage any longer. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, or is it 2 Timothy? I don't know, one of the two. Hallelujah. He said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but out of love, of power, and a sound mind. The truth is what gives us a sound mind. And this is the spirit life. Because in every situation, circumstances, troubles and fear that will come, he gives us a way out. He gives us freedom. He gives us liberty. When we dwell in that truth, it doesn't matter how the enemy ranges. Can you imagine Paul being fed and filled with the Holy Ghost? He went to the field. He brought sticks because he wanted to warm himself. Can you imagine Paul in the book of Acts, towards the end of Acts, when he was in battle, that Paul brought a viper together with the sticks that he gathered to warm himself, only for viper to come and bite him. And then the people were waiting for Paul to die. But the spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, according to the book of Romans chapter 8, he said, if that spirit dwells in you, he will vitalize your mortal body. This is the spirit life. That when we know how to live in the spirit life, I use the word we, it includes me. When we know how to follow the truth of the word of God and how to apply it accordingly, we will see how much freedom we will have. We can tell our body what the body should react to. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm also still in that training. I'm also still in that training. I'm not yet perfected in it. We are all still in that training. Look at Paul. He shook the viper to the fire. They expected Paul to die, that he should get swollen and die. But as they watched him, his spirit was praising God. His mind was praising God. And I believe he was doing raso de likuriakasa right inside him. What happened? They washed and washed and washed, and they became amazed. They said, this must be a God. Are you not God?
So he said.
Is that not what the word said?
Yes.
Our God is a spirit. Let us know how to live that spirit life. Ye are gods. But by his grace and his mercy, we will not die like mortal men.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you, daughter. Hallelujah. Amen.
And that is why in the book of Luke 24, before he asked them to go on the day of Pentecost, remember today is the day of Pentecost. We are in Pentecost week. Things work ended. This is the pouring out of the Holy Ghost. Before he went there, the Bible said the book of Luke 24, he opened their eyes so that they can have understanding. All these things I am saying, if we don't have that understanding to be convinced by faith from inside, we can't be able to live it. It sounds good that Paul shook away the viper into the fire. It sounds good that John, the disciple, was put in very hot water, and yet he did not die, but he was asked an exile to the mountain or to the island of Patmos. It's so good for us to hear it. It's so good for us to hear when this great evangelist went to, is this South Africa, somewhere around, I've forgotten his name now. And then there were these ones that when it touches your blood, you die. And they injured his hand so that blood will flow, and they put this worms into his hand, and the worms, they dried off. It's so good when you and I, we hear all those kind of stories. But you and I can also attain that life. Amen. If you seek the things of the Spirit, you will get it. We are so weak in prayers in Europe. We are so weak in fasting in Europe. We are so weak, so many temptations and many evil things befall us. We depend on pastors. We depend on Nigerian pastors. We like sending money home for pastors to pray for us. Meanwhile, we read the Bible again and again. The one with the trouble goes to Jesus by himself or herself. We read it in the Bible again. The one with the trouble goes to meet Peter by himself or herself. The one that has the disease, that has the problem, stays by the roadside so that the shadow of Peter can be able to heal them. It's not Peter pursuing them all around looking for who to heal. They came to the anointing. What are we doing, Pastor? We have been challenged again and again in this city. Pastor, what are we doing? How should we allow? Each time things like this happen, I cry in my spirit. And I imagine how many of us were in this city. What is happening? Doesn't matter if it's a Ghanaian. Doesn't matter if it's a Nigerian. As long as it's a family, what are we doing? We don't gather together. And we don't pray with one heart, our prayers are rubbish. We don't gather together to pray, and inside us we are enemies of ourselves. Inside us we are trying to destroy one another. Our prayers are in vain. We can't be deceivers of ourselves and deceivers of the people. The Bible tells us of the power of love. The power of love is a power that overcomes any kind of temptation. The power of love is that one that we hear something. It doesn't matter if it's your member or not. You also on your own go on fasting. Power of love. It's so painful. But what should we do? When it's happened, we can only learn from the mystic so that it doesn't repeat. Father, help me, Lord, to come back that I don't go anywhere. Luke 24, 49, he said unto them, he said, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but telling ye in the city of Jerusalem, until you be endued with power from on high. This spirit life is what we should seek to receive. We should seek to receive the Holy Ghost. And I'm not talking about speaking in tongues, because the demons, they can speak in tongues. But I'm talking about you, that you speak in tongues but actually have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. Because the spirit life is the life of cleanliness, is a life of holiness, is a life of purity, is a life of righteousness. You can't be doing that where I am. Act acting as if all you want to pray, Mikito, Ripa Sandaleaha. And you did not leave this place, you're already fighting with your neighbor. You are Lala. You are deceiving your very self. Spirit life is a pure life. It's a life that looks unto God. He said, go, and you will be endured. And they went. And when they went, the Bible said unto us in the book of Acts chapter 2, and then we are coming to a close. Hallelujah. He said, then we are gathered. Then we are gathered in one place. Why were they gathered? Because they were looking forward to hear, to receive that which is a promise that has been given. Promises have been given unto you by God. Are you gathering yourself with the angels in prayers? Do you have a prayer partner that you pray with so that the promises will come to pass? The Bible said that the disciples of Jesus were so many, but because of lack of understanding, some of them went away and they had only 120 that was remaining. But this 120, with one accord, they listened to the truth, they listened to God. They did not allow all the years of relationship, the 3.5 years relationship that they had with God, to be taken away because of one word. He said unto them, he said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Some of the disciples said, this saying is too strong. It's like when you make corrections in the church, you tell somebody that you know he's committing adultery, stop that. You tell somebody that you know he's not honoring God enough, stop that. And then they get angry and turn their back against you, not knowing that they have turned their back against God. Just you preach, you tell the truth. Paul said, do I not become your enemies because I'm telling you the truth? We read it in the book of Galatians. We are supposed to be studying Galatians this week. And it's finishing today, I believe. He said, am I not your enemy because I tell you the truth? But that is how it is for some people. They turn their back from the church. They turn their back from the pastor. Even at times when they come to church, their heart is locked up against that brother, against that sister. But the Spirit of God is not like that. So only 120 gather together to pray. But God is the God that rewards those who diligently seek Him. So you need to seek Him to get your promises fulfilled. We said this morning during the time of refreshment, there are three ways, major ways. Because even our money can also bring the glory of God down. Our money, this is our sacrifice. Our laboring in the house of God is a sacrifice. We said when we pray, when we sing, when we read the word, the glory of God come in presence. They stayed there. 120 of them, they were praying. They were fasting. They were looking unto the promise of God. They trust God like Abraham. We do in the book of Galatians 4. The Bible said that he did not consider his body. He did not consider his own old age, nor consider the body of Sarah as dead. But he believed the word of God, that the one who has given the promise, he is faithful to bring the promise to pass. Amen. So he didn't look at the situation or circumstances. He believed the word of God that was spoken to him. How many times do I speak the word of God? Do Papa speak the word of God? Do people speak the word of God to you? What are you doing? He said, write down the vision. Run with it. So that it will be fulfilled. Because it will surely come to pass to those who run with the vision. Amen. So this 120, they gather together, and the Bible said, as they were together, suddenly, he said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, do you understand that? Was fully come. There is a day that is the fully come of the promises of God for your life.
Amen.
And that day you have to wait for it diligently.
For God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. He said, ask and you shall receive. Knock, it shall be opened. Seek, you shall find. For to everyone that ask, it is been given. To everyone that knock, it is opened. To everyone that seek, that one we find. There is always a full time. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the day of promise, the day that Jesus told them, tarry ye in Jerusalem, because I will give you an helper. The one that will help you to live the spirit life. The one that will help you to be able to discern.
He said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. The day that your time for the fulfillment of your promise comes, you will know it that you have received that which God has spoken. And may God enable you to receive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They spoke the language. The people around them were no longer confused. The situation aligned itself well because the Holy Ghost has come to dwell. Some people were even mocking on that day, but it did not stop the movement of the Holy Ghost. Did not stop the movement of the power, because the day fully came for the promise of God to be fulfilled. Just as it is also for Sarah. When the Lord said unto Sarah, He said, at this time, at the season of time, Abraham, tell your wife, she will have a child. The Bible said that Sarah laughed, but God turned her laughter to be her laughing thing, her laughing praise. So that Sarah gave birth to Isaac, and Isaac met laughter. It was at the time that God spoke. And Abraham was running with a vision. That was what we saw, the manifestation in the book of Galatians. He said he considered the one that spoke, that he's faithful to keep his promise. Let your faith stand, that you can enjoy the spirit life. He said when the spirit life comes, Zechariah 4 from 6. Even when we look at the book of Isaiah 61, because time has gone, he said, the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me. Yeah, just leave it there. He said, the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Most of the time we think it's a verse for the pastors. Abby? It is actually for the whole church. Because when the Spirit of God came upon them in Acts chapter 2, it was not the 12th, they were 120. It was the disciples, not the apostles. Not only on the apostles, but upon also the disciples. That included male and female. And they went out to preach the word. So when the Spirit of God rests upon you mightily and you start living the spirit life, this is what follows you. Before we go to Zechariah, thank you for living it here. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me and you to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. This is the work of we all. That is why the Spirit is poured on us, which is today. And may the Spirit of God rest upon you. So he said to Zechariah, for he said unto us that where the Spirit of God is, what, there is liberty. Zechariah saw the vision, he saw the olive, and then he asked God, what is this olive that I'm seeing? Then the angel of the Lord answered him and said, this is
is the word of God unto Zerubbabel. This is the word of God unto you all. When you are living the spirit life, all these are the confirmations. He said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Everything you do should involve what? The spirit. Next verse, please. He said, then you can say, who are you, great mountain, before me? You shall become a plain. And I shall bring forth the headstone thereof, shouting, grace, grace. The spirit life is the evidence of a person, of a life living under the power of grace. Because he said the spirit of God rests upon you. It fills you with the grace. So upon everything, you are able to say grace. Grace is also undeserved favor. The name of the child that we are dedicated to. He brings peace to you. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, continue. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. Amen. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Abraham had a testimony of the spirit life. He did not doubt the promise of God. He waited for it. He got his Isaac. And not only that, he was so faithful that the Bible said, we today were even blessed by faithful Abraham. The spirit life is an evidence of grace. The spirit life is an evidence of the power of God. My brothers and my sisters, let us engage ourselves more in prayers. Engage ourselves more in the reading of the word. Engage ourselves more in speaking in tongues. When the Spirit rested on them, on the day of Pentecost, they spoke another tongues. And 1 Corinthians 14 tells us, he said, when we speak in another tongues, we speak mysteries unto God. God start fighting our battles. No wonder, he said to Zerubbabel, your hands have laid the foundation, your hand will finish it. Because grace is upon you. Because when you speak in tongues, when you are speaking that mysteries, you are giving messages to the angels, and they are completing the work of the promise of God concerning you. May the Lord perfect his ways in your life, so that your expectations shall never be cut off. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor. Father, give us that grace again and again to live by the power of your word. Let your word, Father, so much be planted in our hearts. Let your word so much, Father God, occupy us that we will only respond to the leading of your Holy Ghost. For you said that those who are led by the Spirit are the source of God. And Father, when you created us, you said, we are your children. Because you said unto us, ye are gods. So Father, may we be led by the power of your Holy Ghost, that we will not make mistakes, but live the holy life and the righteous life that you have given us, that your name be glorified. So that on that day, Father, when you return in your glory, to take in the sheep, we will be one of those that you will come for. In your mighty name.